Hello.
Now, you used to be in a band called The Saturdays, but now here it is, Molly, solo.
Yeah, I've got my single out, Hair Down, and it really feels like me. It's something that I'm really proud of, and yeah, I'm lucky and so grateful that everyone's enjoying it as well.
And the video as well, I must admit, I am loving the glitter, the sequins.
Oh, thank you.
It's so great. It's just, I just want to come and join your party, Molly. It just looks like you're having so much fun. Oh, there we go. That's an invitation. I'll take that.
It was amazing. It was so much fun to film. It super girly. It's kind of got that rainbow feel to it, and yeah, lots of sequins, and it's a bit of a girl anthem, I'd say.
Now, so that fellas can get in on the act as well, the whole hair down thing,
yeah,
we're just wondering which scenarios are hair up or hair
down.
Okay, so you're doing some yoga. Hair up, hair down.
Oh, hair's definitely up, I'd say.
Hair up.
Especially if it's that Bikram yoga. That gets very
definitely
clammy.
Needs to be up for that, yeah.
Okay, what about a nightclub? Are you a hair up or a hair down in a nightclub?
Hair down, baby.
Yeah,
definitely down.
Doing the washing up?
Oh, hair up.
Hair up
for the washing up. That's up in a top knot.
Up in a top knot. With the marigolds or without?
What's the marigolds?
Like the rubber gloves, the yellow
rubber gloves. Oh, yeah, definitely. Whack those babies on.
I bet you've got some with a fur. Probably sparkly fur trim on them.
A faux fur trim, yeah.
Faux fur
glam
trim.
It up.
I love the way you say faux fur trim.
I'm loving this.
Blind date.
Start with your hair up, and then if it's going well, I think you'd loosen it and you'd let the hair down.
Oh, yes.
People are going to be picking up on these signs now when you're out and about.
And you can do a slow-mo hair down as well.
Exactly.
That's always a good look.
That's the winner.
Okay, finally, what about this one? Eating a bratwurst. Is that hair up or hair down? Eating a bratwurst.
I say you've got to go hair up for that. If you're going to get stuck in,
yeah. You don't want to get mustard in your hair, Molly.
Oh, do you know what? Actually, if ever I'm really tucking into a meal, you can tell if I'm really enjoying it because the hair goes straight up. I'm like, right, I can't be worrying about this hair getting in the way.
On the blind date, you're letting the hair down in slow-mo because like the guy. Then pudding comes, hair goes back up.
Oh, it's back up again. Exactly.
Bloke is out of luck. That banana longboat cannot compete. This weekend.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Exciting times,
gosh.
Molly.
It's all happening, guys. I'm going to be on that Strictly dance floor.
I'd heard this.
It was madness, though, because you're in such a strict contract to not be able to tell anyone that you're doing it. So I had so many of my friends being like, oh, my gosh, can't believe you didn't tell me. You know, I can't believe you're doing this. This is so exciting. So, it was such a relief to have it out there. It really was.
If you're a bit stressed out, you kind of have you might have a dream, like I'll have a dream, that sometimes there is no music to play.
Yes.
Have you had a Strictly related kind of nightmare?
In my worst nightmare, I had, I was being partnered up with somebody, and then we got to our first day of rehearsals, and I was like, okay, so what are we doing? Are we doing, you know, the jive, the quick step, tango? And he was like, I don't know. And I was like, well, what do you mean? He was like, well, I don't know how to dance. And I was like, well, I don't know how to dance. So the two of us were literally just standing there. And I was like, how can you not know how to dance? You're meant to teach me. It was awful. I woke up in this fluster and I was like, whew, whew. I told the producers the next day and they were like, well, don't worry. That's definitely not going to happen. And I was like, thank God.
And you look so lovely in the yellow frock as well, Molly. It's become a bit of an iconic look already.
Oh, thank you so much.
What? Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
What do you mean about a yellow frog?
Of course, I'm sure you haven't seen it, Gary.
Oh, look, there's my copy of last week's Sun newspaper. And the Express. There's the Star. How are they getting here? Embarrassing.
Oh,
where would they come from?
Did you get to choose the dress? Do you have any input on that stuff?
You don't, no. You literally get given your outfit, but you do have a fitting right at the start of the series, and you try on literally every different style and colour and length, and then you can kind of say, okay, I think this suits me, this doesn't suit me. And then after that fitting, it's completely in their hands, really.
Oh, yeah, glitzy, and as long as it goes with the tan, that's
exactly
what you need. Tan.
Exactly.
What shade are you on the tanometer, would you say, at the moment?
We had our first tan the other day, and they said, do you want to be light, medium, dark, or super dark? And I was like, oh my gosh. So I went for dark, and now I'm thinking, maybe I could have gone for the super dark.
Oh, yes, I'm
You know,
this.
If you're going to go in, you've got to go in, haven't
you? You've got to go the whole way.
Fully,
exactly.
David Dickinson up to the maximum.
Exactly, that's what I'm thinking.
But then you've got till Christmas. We can
tone
you up
fine.
Even more.
Oh, yeah, I don't know if I've got up until then, guys. That's very, wishful thinking.
No, we've got all our fingers crossed for you, Molly.
Oh,
you'll do great.
Thank you.
Well, I look forward to seeing your tassels and other things shaking on the Strictly dance floor. And a new song, Hair Down, is out now. Molly King, everybody.
Thank you.